You are listening to the English language news of Kan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Wednesday, April the 17th, 2024. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Day 194 of the war. In the north, at least five people were injured, one seriously, in a direct hit on a community center in the town of Arab al-Aramsha in the western Galilee. The IDF said several rockets fired from Lebanon entered Israel. The IDF is hitting targets in South Lebanon. Earlier, some 10 rockets were fired from South Lebanon at Western and Upper Galilee communities. They all fell in open areas. A rocket barrage on Kiryat Shmona last night caused slight damage, but no injuries. The IDF returned fire at the source of the launches. Overnight, Israel Air Force fighter jets attacked Hezbollah targets in four different areas of South Lebanon. In the Gaza Strip, the IDF announced this morning that a fighter in the Israel Air Force Shaldag special unit was seriously wounded in battle in the northern Gaza Strip yesterday. His family has been notified. Israel's response to the Iran attack. President Isaac Herzog met in Jerusalem this morning with the foreign ministers of Germany and Britain and thanked the two countries for their strong stand alongside Israel in the face of what Herzog called the reprehensible attack by Iran. The whole world must work decisively and defiantly against the threat posed by the Iranian regime, which is seeking to undermine the stability of the whole region, Herzog said. The two ministers, Germany's Annalena Baerbock and Britain's David Cameron, came to Israel to urge against an escalation after Iran's Saturday night drone and missile attack on Israel. Cameron told reporters, "It's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act after the Iranian attack. The hope is they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible." The two ministers also met with their Israeli counterpart, Yisrael Katz, who said Israel has a full right to respond to Iran's attack. An Israeli source told Kan earlier that the political echelon has made a decision on the nature of the Israeli counterstrike and now is waiting on the right moment. Iran has again warned Israel against a counterstrike and said the Iranian response will be strong and clear. In a speech at a military parade in Tehran, Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi said Iran's response to the killing of seven Revolutionary Guard officers in the Iranian consulate in Damascus was limited and targeted sites used by the Zionist regime to harm Iranian interests. If we were to have retaliated broadly, he said, nothing would remain of Israel. Washington will in coming days impose new sanctions targeting Iran, including its missile and drone program, as well as new sanctions against entities supporting the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Iran's defense minister. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement yesterday that the United States anticipates that its allies and partners will soon follow with their own sanctions. Meanwhile, the European Union foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said yesterday that some EU member states have asked for sanctions against Iran to be expanded, and the bloc's diplomatic service will begin working on a proposal targeting Iran's missile and drone program. The hostage release talks. The Prime Minister of Qatar, one of the mediating countries, says contact on a hostage release deal is at a sensitive point. We are making every effort in our ability to overcome the difficulties and bring about an end to the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza and the release of the hostages. Israel has dismissed Hamas's claim that it holds fewer than 120 captives who meet the humanitarian criteria for release in the first phase of a ceasefire deal proposed by the mediators. Sources involved in the negotiations say Hamas holds a larger number of hostages it can free. A diplomatic source told Kan that Hamas Gaza leader Yahya Sinwar has made a strategic decision he does not want a deal. He sees the possibility of a regional escalation and withdrawal of IDF forces from the Gaza Strip and only wants to raise the price. 133 hostages, not all of them alive, are held in Gaza. Turning to the aid situation in Gaza, Israel's coordinator of government activities in the territories posted on X images of what it said were the contents of 700 aid trucks waiting on the Gaza side of the Kerem Shalom crossing to be picked up by the United Nations. The post said Israel scaled up its capabilities to send in aid. All the UN has done is make up excuses. Aid needs to be collected and delivered, the post said. The UN needs to do the job. IDF forces early this morning demolished the Hebron area homes of the two terrorists who carried out a coordinated stabbing and car ramming attack in Ra'anana at the beginning of the year. An Israeli woman was murdered and 18 people were wounded in the attack. The two attackers were apprehended. Israeli security forces operating in Judea and Samaria overnight arrested six Palestinians suspected of involvement in terror activities. The weather outlook, much hotter with Shirov conditions over most of the country. Tomorrow, cold and more humid air will enter the region with haze developing. Friday will be colder with seasonal temperatures, Saturday the same. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 30, Tel Aviv 31, Haifa 28, Beersheba 35, and in Eilat going up to 34 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.